You know, I don't pull stunts on air unless they're super obvious stunts where I dress up like the Joker, you know, 15 years ago and go out and tell kids drink fluoride water, it's good for them, where I'm being sarcastic. When I'm doing a stunt dressed up like Cobra Commander, it's extremely obvious. And I very rarely joke around anymore like I used to because the world's so serious. But I think, you know, sometimes it is important to joke around a little bit. Now, I'm not saying Rumble pulled a stunt because I like Rumble. We're on Rumble. It's very popular. We love it. We get millions of views every week now just on Rumble alone. And they're a great free speech platform. We love Getter. We love Gab. We love it all. But they put out a press release over the weekend. Everybody called me about it. I asked Joe about it last night. And he said, yeah, he was actually sent the offer. It's not just on their Instagram. Of $100 million to come work for Rumble. Well, that's great. I could say, hey, Joe, come over here and work at InfoWars. And I'll give you a $100 million a year contract. Because Joe, let me just give you a little newsflash. They don't want to make people too jealous or anything. It's a lot more than $100 million. So, A, the money's devalued these days, but you know, B, Joe is a huge draw and has advertisers throwing money at him. I mean, they've got a list of advertisers, but he's refused most of them. He has to believe in it. So, I mean, let's just be clear. In the whole culture war, Joe Rogan is the Roman standard now. They want to capture and take down, and then like dominoes, even more free speech will be taken. But last night, I went out and hung out with Joe and went to one of his shows. And, I mean, he gets there early, a couple hours before. He stays hours after. So we probably talked 4 hours last night. He also did 2+ hours of his new comedy set that's super top secret. And it was amazing. It's the best stuff he's ever done. It really is incredible. And so hopefully that'll be out soon. But, man, it was a jam-packed house. People don't really realize that he does comedy 3-4 nights a week. And he travels all over the place. He does UFC. He does his podcast. I mean, he is a machine. And I've known Joe since I met him in 1998, became friends in 99. And I've never seen him on fire like this. Now, he is doing ice baths. He is doing barometric chambers. He only eats at night one meal. And I was like, dude, you look like a gymnast now. You've always been big. He pulled his shirt off in the green room. And I mean, he looked like, who's that famous bodybuilder that was natural and it wasn't super muscular, but like Schwarzenegger, like Frank Zane, I think is his name. I'm not a big bodybuilding guy, but I think his name's Frank Zane. I mean, just huge six pack, everything else. And that's an example of dedication and what Joe does. And the guy works 15 hours a day. But he loves all of it. He loves the podcasting. He loves the working out. He loves the jiu-jitsu. He loves the comedy clubs. And he just is super serious, doesn't eat, works all day long, only takes some vitamins, and then at night eats a steak and maybe a salad. Yeah, that's what he looks like at 54 years old. I was like, what the hell? Because, I mean, I've seen Joe plenty of times with his shirt off and you know, and on TV and stuff. But, I mean, it's incredible. And it just made me think, like, this is a specimen. Yeah, he's even way better shape than that now. And, like, people will sit there and think, why is Jones Jones is kissing Joe Rogan's ass. No, I celebrate families. I celebrate women. I celebrate children. I celebrate men. And people don't like men because men are what's going to lead us out of this with God's help. That's why they're targeting masculinity, for they're targeting the family. They're targeting the office of the woman, the goddess, all of it. And to see Joe get better and better and better over the years at everything is just incredible. And to see, and you know, because Joe told me, for whatever reason, and I guess he can trust me, but I mean, Joe tells me just everything. And he told me all this incredible stuff, and I'm not going to tell you any of it because I can't. But let's just say this, it was extremely, extremely exciting, all the things he was saying. And so for everybody hoping Joe Rogan's broke down and crying and giving up, do not hold your breath. In fact, the quote that I would give you is one from Mark Twain, and that is, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. And it's the same thing for InfoWars. But see, I don't just look at this as how is Alex Jones doing and how popular is Alex Jones. I look at this, have we stopped the forced inoculations? Have we stopped the checkpoints? Have we stopped the tyranny? Have we stopped war with Russia? And the answer is no. So it's this paradoxical view where I don't even care that the biggest Hollywood production house with the biggest star is in development to do an Alex Jones movie. And if you told me this, you know, 10 years ago, I wouldn't even believe you. But you know what? That doesn't even mean anything to me. I could care less because Hollywood's dead, ladies and gentlemen, and it knows it's dead. So that's why they're making the Alex Jones movies. That's why they're making the Joe Rogan movies, is because the only way they can stay relevant, oh, they're making the Joe Rogan movies, don't worry. There's like, that I know of, 10 Alex Jones documentaries in production. 9 of them are all negative. 1 of them is positive, or more fair, Alex's War, that's coming out soon. The other 9, HBO, Discovery Channel, History Channel, Netflix, the list goes on. Vicious fictions. Because I've had people inside send me the rundown of basically the script, because these aren't real documentaries. And it's literal fiction, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, just Jones beat up all the nerds in school, so one time they kidnapped him and tied him up and knocked all his teeth out. Never happened. No teeth ever knocked out. Never beat up little guys. Give me a break, folks. Now, I did, when people attacked me, started hurting me, I did beat the living hell out of people bad, and I hurt them bad, and I'm not proud of that. I wish... You know, you got to learn once you get somebody on the ground not to give them a couple of kicks in the head. But the point is, or stomp on their ribs. But the point is that we are the zeitgeist. This audience of activists, you did this. God gets the credit. This is how the credit goes. God, the audience of activists, and then my crew, and then Alex Jones. Literally. I want you to really get that to sink in deep, okay? That... You are the power. Look at the trucker convoys. Look at the demonstrations around the world. Look at what's happening. You are number one. Not Hollywood, not Brad Pitt, not Leonardo DiCaprio, not any of that. That's not what's important. The people are. We're humans. Our families, our homes, our parents, our children, our brothers, our sisters, our nephews, our nieces. They're trying to take that away from us, our grandparents. We are human. This is who we are. We are male and female. We were made by God. We have a mission. And since the beginning of civilization, evil elites have been trying to get control of that paradigm to play God. And we're not going to let them do it. Hell, by law, all over the world, kill switches are going in all the new cars. Why do you think they totally control you? They're planning hellish stuff for us, and we're going to fight it in the end. We're going to beat it. So why don't we just start now? Why don't we admit we're under attack? Why don't we get up off our asses and do something about it and be leaders and get in the animating contest of liberty? I'm not, other than, listen, you know what other reason I don't care about Hollywood? That's not even going to exist soon. Most of these movies and things in production under the New World Order collapse, if Klaus Schwab gets his way, aren't even going to come out. It's all over, folks. Unless we get together and say no. There's no more games. There's no more time to screw around. So here's a draft of it because I wanted to review it before Paul put it out. And it should be up on Infowars.com and Summit.news very soon. But Joe Rogan is under unprecedented censorship attack, and he's never been happier. So it's a short, exclusive deal. And I said, this is all amazing stuff, Joe. He said, yeah, and this is off record and that's off record. So nothing off record is in here. Boy, I wish I could tell you. Believe me. Pretty. Anyways, so, but it gives you what's going on and the fact that he's never been happier. But also, he legitimately said, look, the N-word stuff hurt some people's feelings, and I didn't mean it as a way to hurt people. I was just doing shocking comedy and making fun of racists. It's funny stuff. But I could see how the media twisted. So for those that are hurt, I'm sorry. And he just does that so he can. He didn't do that because anybody told him to do it. He didn't do that because of pressure. He did it because he genuinely. Hell, he apologized to me a few years ago about not defending me. So I appreciate that, Joe. And that was a legitimate thing he did. But I got a bunch of inside baseball I can tell you about with all of this. And so that's coming up. But first, Jim Hoff's going to be on the broadcast. But if you want to see that article, it's be going up on Infowars.